And now dictation for Gladys Parker, P-A-R-K-E-R, March 24, 35, addresses a letter to Dr. Ernest, E-R-N-E-S-T, 466-5956. Dear Dr. Ernest, follow-up for Mrs. Parker, chronic kidney disease, hypertension, CHF, last visit September, chronic back pain, some radiation to the right-sided, question sciatic. Son has bought her house and is living with them, and she's adapting to that. No vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding, no changes in urination, denies claudication symptoms, no discolor of the toes, no chest pain, palpitation, syncope, dyspnea, orthopnea, PND. On the next few days, she spends the winter in the Upper Peninsula. Other review system is negative. On physical exam, blood pressure is very high, 208.86 on the right side. Earlier by the nurse, 208.97, although she says at home fluctuates between 150s to 170s. There is no respiratory distress, alert oriented times 3, normal speech, no respiratory cardiovascular abnormalities, obesity of the abdomen, ascites, tenderness, or masses, some overweight of the abdomen, no edema, no focal deficit. Next paragraph, medication list review. Notice the atenolol, verapamil, Lasix, hydralazine, losartan. Most recent chemistries, creatinine 2.1, which is baseline. GFR 23, stage 4. Normal sodium, potassium, acid base. Normal albumin, calcium, phosphorus. Minor increase triglycerides 188. Elevated LDL 112, anemia 12.1 with a normal white blood cell platelets. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD stage 4, no progression, no symptoms, no dialysis. Next number, hypertension, not well controlled. She says that she was rushing to come here under a lot of stress from son living with them. She would like to see how it goes when she's more relaxed in the Upper Peninsula. I have no objections. Clinically, no cardiovascular or cerebrovascular events. I see a space on hydralazine that can be increased from 25 all the way up to 100 as needed 3 times a day. Already maximal dose of losartan. For the degree of renal failure, Lasix is an appropriate blood pressure medication. Already on atenolol and verapamil, both of them can cause bradycardia, so I will be concerned about adjustment of that. There has been no need for EPO treatment. He has bilateral small kidneys without obstruction or urinary retention. He's known to have peripheral vascular disease, including carotid artery and lower extremities, but clinically not symptomatic. We start dialysis based on symptoms for GFR less than 15. There has been no need to change diet for potassium or bicarbonate replacement or phosphorus binders. She will call me with blood pressure from home. Otherwise, I will see her when she is back from winter in the Upper Peninsula. End of dictation.